Welcome to Trigger Warning Podcast, the podcast where we create a safe space for open, honest conversations about personal development and wellness, spirituality, and holistic living. Join us as we delve into topics that are often deemed taboo or triggering while we foster a community where vulnerability is celebrated and growth is nurtured. Get ready to explore the depths of mind, body, and spirit on this journey toward personal enlightenment and collective healing. So grab a drink, have a seat, and come join us. Getting into talking about a safe space and boundaries. Dun dun dun. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't even know what really like a safe space means.
They
Because,
don't, because some people never felt safe.
right. And if you really, so like a safe space is supposed to be a space that allows you to feel, if you feel safe, you can be vulnerable. And vulnerability is literally the foundation of doing shadow work, doing personal development work, doing the inner work, whatever you may call it. If you don't have a safe space, then it's going to be very difficult. You're going to find it very challenging to be able to peel back the layers of, doing that like internal work. So, safe space. What does that mean to you, hood rat light worker?
A safe space for me, it took me a while to begin with to even fully have a safe space. A safe space to me also is not just a place that you are. It could be people, anything. So to me, my safe space is my husband, my brother, and then me in my own home in solitude. I have a safe space in my mind. Literally, in my own head is a safe space because I can be 100% authentically D, no judgment, anything. And I can, with the people I named, and not only those two, my mother and my father and my other brother, I can be vulnerable and know I'm not getting judged for it. So a safe space for me is when I can be authentically me and just they take D for what D is. Who did? And that's it's a lot to take me as a person, period. So, what about you?
For me, so I feel like, yeah, a safe space can be, I mean, external and internal. But I always tell people it, of course, always begins with internal. So, what I had found with like clients, like they'd be like, oh, like I don't feel safe with this person, and they're referring to like a relationship or something. And of course, you know me, I'm always like, let's go within. Because everything outside of us is a reflection of inside. So if you don't see a safe space with a certain person, that's really because you're not seeing safe space within you. So for me, like a safe space is being able to, and I acknowledge that I'm not always a safe space for myself because sometimes I do judge myself. Sometimes I am very critical of myself. And safe space for me is that, space where I can be, like you said, authentic, so radically authentic, and yeah, not have feelings of like judgment or criticism to thinking like, oh, it's wrong or it's this. It's just allowing, and what I find, I feel like for people, if you are not feeling safe. And this is why I love that we put, this together in these episode in this episode, because safe space, if you don't feel safe, then you need to create a boundary somewhere. There's somewhere that you need to either create one or adjust it if you had one and it's no longer aligning with you. So a lot of people, like, you think of safe space, we'll say like conversation with somebody, right? Like, if I don't feel safe like talking to you for whatever reason, I realized. Like, so for instance, like I said, dating world and things like that. I had saw the pattern of with men connecting, constantly like having these conversations, which I'm a FaceTime girl. I love this type of interaction. However, I'm used to connections where it's like we're talking daily and it's, like for an extended amount of time, which I got a life and, that can get draining. It can get, to be a bit much. And it's like for me, that used to be what I would deem as safe. That's what I used to say was a reflection of interest, is like we got to talk every day. And now it's like it doesn't feel that way. However, I've seen that pattern. So now I used to get triggered when guys would just like randomly call me, and I'm like, you just think I'm just out here available, like, but again, the trigger is the warning. That's the flash sign for me to be like, okay, it's not really about him, it's really about me. So I no longer felt safe because I felt like, oh, you just think I'm out here available. I'm not available for you. And even if I am, like, I still need to, create some space, So for me, I didn't feel safe, so I needed to create the boundary. So the boundary for me was, I don't have to answer every single time you call or call you back right away. Because I used to be that person, like, I don't like seeing
You
notifications
jumped the
on my
call.
phone. So if somebody, like, I'm thinking, like, right away, I gotta, and then I'm like, and it's like, no, ma'am, listen, it's okay. It's okay to miss a call. It is okay to, to express the desire to not, like, want to
You
connect in
reading
that
me.
way. You know what I mean?
You reading me for filth.
What?
Cause,
You had that too?
well, it's still to today. Like sometimes when certain people call me, I feel bad if I don't like hello, like or calling back, knowing or even texting back, cause knowing that hey, I'm a mom. So while I'm working, I'm busy, but it's like it's just something in me that like well. If they need me, if something I can do, or are they in danger? And it's like, are they really? If they were in danger, why are they calling you and nobody else?
And then that's also you putting the responsibility on yourself that I have to be the rescuer in that instance. And for me, and I like, because I grew up in that, I always was trying to make other people feel good. Like I always adjusted my behavior, my values, and my beliefs based off of other people's comfort levels. But now, like, I like to think of it, especially now that, I'm in school to be a counselor and everything, in the sense that, when you call, like, certain, like, you call your doctor or your therapist or something like that, what do they always have on their voicemail? If you are in crisis,
Call
please hang up
911.
and call 911. Now, that is the person that I would like to think that that is a safe space for me if I'm in crisis too, right? However, even they got the goddamn boundary to say, hey, I am not available right now. Hang up and
Right.
dial this other resource.
Leave a message if it's
You
not
know?
an emergency, and I will call you back at my earliest convenience.
You know? So if you really think about that is the mentality we should have in all of our relationships. So again, I'm being triggered by like these men thinking that it's just free willy out here.
Right. And it's
Now I
not.
can create the boundary not to make them change, but for me to feel safe, which for me, that's like, hey, I can express and say, hey, like, I really love connecting with you. But instead of saying, like, listen, I'm not just available for you to call me at any time. Like, okay,
Right.
I could just say, like, hey, I love connecting with you and I really want to ensure that, it's meaningful, a meaningful connection when we do connect, and I want to be able to give you my full attention. So how about, like, I am available at this time to talk, or, like, you set the boundary so that you can feel,
Right.
within your comfort levels. And that's just an example that just came to the top of my head. But essentially, that's what the boundary is for. It's to enable you to feel safe. And I want to say that because I feel like there's a lot of people that will create boundaries and they say, like, oh, I need to create this boundary with this person, or, and they don't say it like that, but they'll say, like, oh, yeah, I need to change. I need to change the way that this is happening, so basically to get the other person to change their behavior. And that's not
Right.
what boundaries are for. Boundaries are not for to try
To
to
change other people.
manipulate other people into changing their behavior or their values, their beliefs. It is for you to feel safe. So whatever you need to do. And I recall, and this is like a silly example, I had an example with a friend who had reached out, and we always like we usually send like voice messages, you know, back and forth. And I remember there was a time that I had responded, like we were messaging back and forth, and I think like I did a break because like I was listening to one of their messages, and it was a few minutes long. So I had like
Right.
paused it at some point, and I had like responded in a message. And then, you know, I finished listening to it, and then I responded to the rest of what I wanted to say. And this person was like, "Hey, I'd really appreciate it if you listen to the message in its entirety, and then whatever lands for you, whatever resonates, and whatever, you know, like." But they were basically not liking that I like responded in the way that I responded and paused their message. And their reasoning was that it felt to them like, as if, like, if we were talking us back and forth and me interrupting them and then, like, continuing the, like, you know, like that's how they felt, was like I was interrupting them. But I was like, well, I mean, I don't agree because it's a voice message. And I thought the whole purpose was for it to be convenient. And, you know, you got your life. We're busy doing different things. I get a little distracted, I won't lie. But either way, like that just, I mean, to me, it triggered me because I was like, go ahead, tell me what to do.
Right, like don't tell me how to respond to your messages. I'm
But I
grown.
did realize, like, too, even aside from that, like, you know, that was definitely a shadow of mine, as, you know, not being told what to do. But in the instance of like they were like, I'm trying to express more, you know, create more boundaries in my relationships and express things. And I'm like, I'm all for that. I'm all for enlightenment and doing the inner work and like understanding like, hey, I do need to create a boundary so I can feel safe, you know? But again, a boundary is not to change somebody's behavior. Now, if you got an issue with it, now, because like I said, I definitely didn't mean for it to be like that, where you feel like you're being interrupted, but if we were like in person, like I don't interrupt you like that. So why would you feel
Right.
like a message feels that way? But either way, the boundary
But
would be for you to create an action and say like, "Hey, if that doesn't resonate for you, I mean, you can decide not to respond to part of my message." You know what I mean? Like you can whatever you got to do. But the boundary is not for me to change my behavior. It's for you to adjust something on your end to make you more comfortable, to make it more like suitable to your needs, you know? And that's what I feel like a lot of people, we get confused and don't really look at the motivation behind why we set boundaries. Because I think a lot of people, when we're in that victim consciousness, tend to do the, you know, that we internalize boundaries because we're trying to change other people's behaviors.
Right. But I get it. That was their boundary, and they have every right to express it. I tell everybody your feelings are valid, regardless on how anybody feels about you speaking your truth, at that moment. But it's like, I'm not gonna lie, if your voice message too long, I'm not gonna listen to it. iPhones. It writes it out for you. So I'm gonna read it. But how did that person not know if you read it or not?
I mean, it ain't none of my business. Like, my point is that I expressed in my communication back and forth with that, because we did kind of go back and forth a few times until we were both like, you know what, we're just not in agreement with that. And that's, you know,
Right.
I said that's completely okay. Like,
Right.
but I
You're
was just
not going to be in
like,
alignment
I
24/7.
completely understand where you're coming from. You know, and I could, like, I can understand it. I don't understand or overstand it, but I understand it. However, I'm gonna continue to do what I feel that I need to do. So if I need to pause a message, I'm gonna pause a message, you know, with all due respect. Like that's how I feel. And we got past it. Like it wasn't a, you know, big thing. And cause like after that, they try to say like, well, why don't we, you know, we can just change how we communicate and like we can just do text messages and stuff like that. But I'm like, I don't have a problem with how we You think?
You had the issue, love.
I don't, like when we send longer ones, like, and we both have sent long ones, like, we both sent messages that were like 5, 7 minutes long. And when I see those, if I don't have the capacity, I will just wait until I do. I used to feel so rushed when I would get messages and I'm like, oh, I gotta respond. Like, I don't feel like it. But that's, again,
Right.
if you have anxiety, that's because you probably gotta create a boundary. So my boundary wasn't to say, hey, don't send 5+ minute long messages. It was for me to understand my boundary means I don't have to open this right now. I like if I open it and I see that and I'm like, if my immediate feeling is like a sinking, like, I'm not ready, I then will go back out the message. I will mark it as unread and I will just leave it there until I have the capacity. And that's okay. That is certainly
That's
okay.
smart. I don't do
Yeah, I got to. I have to because sometimes I don't have it in me.
No, I'm
That's what
saying
the boundary is for.
marking it as read. I don't do that. I don't know why.
Well, I mark it as
Oh,
unread so that
unread.
way because so I can go
I
back
just
to
open
it,
all mine. Or I won't open you at all, and then I really forget it's there.
Well,
That's
see,
how I
it's
forget
but
it's
that's the
there.
thing with me. I see the notifications. I don't like it. I don't like
Oh
notifications. So
yeah,
I
my
know I'll
phone
get
would
back
trigger
to it
you.
at some point. Oh
My
yeah,
phone would
like
trigger you.
even
It's like,
emails. Like I have to clear them out every few days because it's just like I'll be seeing people that got 10,000. I'm like that would give me anxiety. Like I don't like
I'm people.
notifications.
I'm people. I got 89 text messages,
How, like,
40 phone calls.
we're not even gonna get into that. I mean, you
Email
respond to me, so that's the rest of it ain't none of my
is the rest be
it's
like,
none of my business.
you know, but I created a boundary this week. And now that we're talking about it, I'm like, yo, it really was a boundary that I created. And see, people listen. Healers are still healing. We have to still create boundaries. I learn something new every day. But I literally had to tell myself, like, yo, just because somebody responded and y'all grouped me within our organization, don't mean you got to respond back to them. Somebody else can do it. You're not the only one who can do it. So, like, I literally made it in my mind, like, okay, after 7 o'clock, I'm no longer responding to anyone. Before 8:30, I'm not responding to anyone about anything. And I had to do that because I really got to the point. It was, oh, yesterday, where I was frustrated. Like being a stay at home, a working stay at home mom is a lot for an infant, a toddler, whatever they're called right now. Like, it's too many names for me. The baby that's crawling all around the place. That's a lot because it's like you gotta watch them. Like, yo, what are you doing? Like, stop, da da da. And you look like you can't focus. And I literally had to tell myself, like, wait, you have to just stick to one thing and one thing only. Girl, I even now live by with creating that boundary. And we all know I hate stuff like this, but I'm trying to Kiki Jr. I live by a planner.
My favorite thing.
I have to. If I don't, it's like, whoo. I literally looked at my calendar and was like, yo, I don't get a break until the third week in July. I have stuff literally every weekend. So it's like I had to go ahead and mark off my calendar. This weekend, nothing can come in. Like, I have to. Or I can't keep doing my work that I do. Me telling somebody to do something, create a safe space, create a boundary, and shorty, you ain't got none. How'd that go? Who that for?
Yeah.
So I get it.
So I think, yeah, that's very especially like I said, it leading to like anxiety. That is the number one, I feel, at least that I see with clients, is that's the number one signal for needing to create boundaries. And again, boundaries are for us, not for other people. But with that being said, I want to say too that boundaries, I mean, not boundaries, safe space, when you think of like with a counselor or a therapist. Like any safe space, that is not static. Okay? That can change.
Yeah, like any
You can at
moment.
one point have a therapist, and then a couple months later, like I had a really good therapist at one point that I had to fire because it no longer was aligning with me. Like I felt like things got a little too comfortable, and I felt like it was no longer a safe space. Like it was more so like when I'm sharing some of my stuff, like I found that the therapist was like talking about their stuff. It like would relate to it, even with like similar or at least something that would like resonate for them and remind them of like a past experience. But I'm like, this ain't about you. This is my time. This is I got these sessions because it's different from like my friendships that have like those, boundaries. This is supposed to be the safe space where I could just and not have to worry about like you interrupting and say, oh yeah, that happened with me too. Like this is not that type of time. So
I
it's
appreciate my
okay
therapist, though.
to remember that you can I was going to say you can fire safe spaces, but it's more so like
You
safe
can get
spaces
permission.
shift as we shift, and we're always shifting. So it's okay to fire your therapist, your counselor, your coach, friends. It's okay to cancel family. Like it is okay. If
Say
you
it
got
again.
to,
You
it
can
is
cancel who?
okay to cancel family. And
Oh,
I think
okay.
that's the number one issue that I had, family and friends, because you think, oh, we got all this history and we go back or we're blood. Okay. And we could still
But
be those things. Like
we can still be
we
those
could still have
things in a
history. We could still go way
separated.
back and we could still have like a blood connection. But that don't
We can still
mean
be
that
that separated.
you align with it in this state that you're in this phase of life. So it is okay to say, hey, you know what? I think I'm complete with this connection. I'm complete with this relationship being at the level that it has been because it no longer aligns with me.
As you see, my mind, like, I keep looking at
Yeah,
it.
what's
'Cause
it
all
bringing
this
up for
is
you?
resonating with me. So many know, many don't know. Happy I won't know. Of course, I am in the organization, the Order of the Eastern Star. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, yeah, I'm really seeing, like, the chapters I were involved in. Each chapter was dealing with each stage of my life. And none of that, once I got out of alignment or I grew, it was like, all right, time to bow out, you know? So now it makes sense though. I was ascending, and when you ascend at times, when ascending, you can't sit in the same space. Not saying even when you ascend from a place that's no longer in alignment fully with you. That does not mean some of the people or some of the things there were not a safe space for you anymore. Because I can say even some of the people in the past, they're still a safe space for me. Like, I can go to one person's house, lay on their couch and boo-hoo and freak and cry all day. And it's going to stay right there on that couch. So, it just resonated with me like, yo, that's why. So, stop making yourself feel bad for checking up the distance to the people. I used to feel bad cutting people off. I used to feel bad for doing what was best for me, for my mental health, and why?
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 Why are we? Because usually when people don't create a boundary, it's usually because they're worried about either the opinions, judgments, or the feelings, the emotional resilience of the other party. It's not about them. And if you
That was
think
me.
about it, so you putting somebody else's as a priority over you, somebody else's feelings, somebody else's comfort over your own?
Every
Because
time.
if you create a boundary, a healthy boundary, it is going to create more of a safe space within you because you are validating your feelings, you're validating your needs, your desires. Now, if
And
you emotionally bypass those feelings and you're worried about the other party, you are basically telling yourself that you're not a safe space for yourself. And if you're doing that, then all your relationships are most likely going to reflect that type of connection. You're not going to have space, safe space. If you're not creating a safe space within yourself, you're probably going to have these codependent relationships where people are always calling you and you're, saying, I remember like people just saying like, oh, you're just always there and da 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 da. I no longer look at that as a compliment.
It's not.
You telling me that I ain't got no boundaries. And that's not okay. We should have
Yo.
boundaries. We should be awarding. And I finally got to a space and I realized I was like, kudos to me. Because there was something, and it was with, I can't even think of the specific example, but it was dealing with a man. And I'd asked him a question, and he basically like said that he wasn't in the space to provide it. I think I expressed like a desire or something. And I'm like, okay, I love that he's able to like communicate what he has the capacity for. He's created this boundary, and I am here for it. Now, it's not giving me what I want, so I see that we're no longer in alignment because that's a core need
Yeah,
of mine. But
I
I
need that.
love that you are creating that safe space for yourself. Because if you are disregarding your own needs and trying to worry about someone else, you're making yourself a responsible party. And we ain't responsible for nobody else except for our kids, while they're growing up. But outside of that, I'm not responsible for your emotional resilience. Your emotional capacity, your response, I have nothing to do with that. As I like to say, it is none of my business. And that is another thing too, because guess what? When we create that, if we have, and my mind just went blank. I was about to go somewhere with it. Ooh, I was on a roll.
It'll come back for you.
It will. It will. I love when that happens.
That's crazy that we're literally
Oh, when you
talking about
mentioned
that.
the guilt, that's what it brought my mind to. Because another thing, too, if you decide that there is a relationship or a connection, whatever, that does not align with you and that you have to create a boundary with it, whatever that may look like, whether it is completely taking yourself outside of the relationship, whether it's just creating a little more distance in the relationship, whatever that looks like for you, we have to be okay with being a guilty party. And I'm going to say that because the good girl, good boy mentality is what does that look like for me? If I say that I no longer align with this relationship, oh, that means I'm a bad person, or that means that they're a bad person. That is not what that means. Let those feelings of guilt and shame and all of that go. Ain't got nothing to do with us because guess what? We're not saying that this person is a horrible person because we need
Right.
space. We're just saying we no longer align with it. And I know that was a big thing for me. Like I wouldn't let stuff go because I'm like, oh, that makes me look like a bad person. That makes it seem like they're a horrible person. Like I was going down the drain with all these types of thoughts. And all of it
What's the
was
plan
leading
for your
to
mind?
I still continued that anxiety. And it led to like further even into like depression.
So what's
Because
that
all
saying
those
now? I can be the bad person in your story because you're the crackhead of mine.
to
Yeah.
be the what in yours?
It's okay to be the bad person. I can be the bad person in your story because you're the crackhead of mine.
Oh, okay. I thought
My, I mean.
that's not where my I never heard that specific one. I thought it was something along the lines of to be the hero in my like I could be the hero in mine and be the villain in yours or something.
Nah, we
Okay.
made a new one. It's on
Okay.
TikTok.
Oh, is it? No. I
Yes.
haven't been following.
But it makes sense. It do. And I can admit I was one of those. I would feel so bad, like, oh my God, I was like the sad person. And I literally just said that yesterday. Like when I had something to say in a group and I'm like, oh, here you go. I'm gonna be the villain again. I'm gonna look like the bad person again. But then I'm like, yo, it don't even matter. I said what I said, I'm setting my boundary, and that's it. If you don't like it, that's on you.
Yeah.
Like, I think all I said was, I don't like repeating myself, and I don't. And if I have already told you before, I don't like repeating myself. Why are you making me repeat myself? I don't like sounding like a tape recorder. I'm not a VHS. You can't rewind me back.
Well, the key thing is you saying them making you repeat yourself. And are they making you repeat yourself?
If we're going, okay, the reason I feel like they're making me repeat myself is because you ain't nobody about to embarrass me. You get what I'm saying? Like we have somewhere to go in a couple of weeks, and we're trying to teach you X, Y, and Z, but you're acting so clueless. So now I gotta repeat myself. So when we go out in public, you don't embarrass me. You know how your mama say you in public you represent me. And so I thought about that, and I was like, girl, stop repeating yourself. They ain't representing you. You represent yourself. Like let them do them. And like I said today, I'm done repeating myself. You know it. You know it. You don't. You don't. Point blank, period. That's another boundary I had to set for myself. Shut up, girl. Stop repeating yourself. For what?
Yeah.
For what?
I did that a lot, especially in my past relationships, like my marriage. I remember I would say the same thing like five different ways and think it was, and guess what? It didn't resonate for him no more the first time than the fourth, you know? Like, what's gonna land is gonna land. And guess what? What's gonna land ain't got nothing to do with you. So the biggest thing is that I can tell people is focus on creating the safe space within yourself. Because as long as you honor yourself by honoring when things do not align with you, honoring when you're triggered to see, like, okay, what do I need to shift so I can change this energy? If every time I talk to this one person, I'm feeling some kind of way, what boundary do I need to create? Do I need to talk to them less? Do I not need to talk to them at all? What looks like a place of peace for me? So being able to maintain that peace within yourself, that maintaining those boundaries in the relationship that help you not change others' behavior is what is going to be the key to you improving all of your relationships. Because the more you honor yourself and your desires and your needs, especially when it comes to your core values, then the more your environment is going to reflect that. You cannot have peace and safety within yourself, but you out here looking for it externally. It's gonna be real hard to find it if you can't got it outside inside of you, to find it outside of you.
You ain't lying.
How
When
can
I
you
tell
recognize
you,
what you don't even have?
yeah, when I didn't have boundaries, maybe like my life was, I wouldn't say a shambles, but it was like I was always on edge. Like anxiety was heavy. And honey, part of my boundaries now is blocking people. Block. I'm sorry. What's Facebook's thing when they let you like what is it? Snooze somebody for 30 days or whatever?
Oh, you could
Like
do like, oh, like you don't see their stuff for 30 days or something?
yeah, like I don't have it in me.
Yeah.
I would do that. And then if I come back, you come back after your 30 days. And there's still just something in me like, girl, now you're blocked.
Yeah.
I can't handle that. But wow. I'm literally just sitting here
I
like, dang
think.
girl, you've been creating a lot of boundaries lately. And have I been feeling bad about them? Some of them, yes. What's wild is, have you noticed you even have to create boundaries with your child?
Hell, I gotta create boundaries with my damn self. Like,
Okay.
it has to happen. It has to happen. Otherwise, I will start to feel, when I start to feel like I'm being triggered more, and I'm starting to feel like I said, just more anxiety and feelings of like just yeah, unsafety. Like that's time for me to check in to see like what's going on. What's happening? Because it has nothing to do with my, environment. It's all in here, So, yeah, we do, and I think it's important too to let people know what those un like what can it look like for unhealthy boundaries to be set? Like I was thinking, like people will say like, oh, don't like if you find yourself telling someone, well, if you do this, then I'm going to do this, that's not setting a boundary.
No.
That's not setting or enforcing a healthy boundary. A
That's
healthy
your
boundary would be
negotiation.
like, yeah, and boundaries aren't negotiations. Like that's
Yeah.
not, if you find yourself negotiating, then you're in the wrong lane, and it's time to go a little deeper into it because something's not aligned if we are negotiating with it. Boundaries can't be negotiated, healthy ones. So yeah, like if you find yourself saying that, like to, like I said, it's basically to change someone else's behavior, then that's, you're wrong. You're wrong. It should look like, okay, well, because this person does this, this makes me feel this type of way. I don't want this type of feeling, so I'm going to change this and not allow this into my, in my energy field. So I'm going to change this if this is to happen again. It's not for you to tell the other person, so like change your behavior or else this is going to happen, or I can't
No.
talk to you as frequently. Like, no. If they do it and you can express, like I said, the need, and if they continue, then what are you going to do? What is your
Right.
action point?
I've noticed me personally, I don't even think I literally just drew a blank. I had everything sitting on top of my head. I no longer even negate other people's like I don't wanna say I don't negate their feelings. But it's like if it made me feel some type of way, I'm telling you, it made me feel some type of way. I'm uncomfortable or something. I'm not going back and forth with you on why it made me feel like that. I'm gonna let you know, and I'm gonna allow you to tell me how you feel about what I said. But as far as that back and forth stuff, I said what I said, you said what you said. That's it. And if you
Absolutely.
can't respect my stance on that is, I feel like this relationship no longer serves me and no longer serves you because you cannot respect how I feel. And hey, everybody out there, I'm still a healer. That's healing. Because once you disrespect me, baby, my favorite thing is to tell me you got one time to cross me. Once you cross me, you're dead. You're dead to me. And the reason I can say that now is because before, I would let people keep hurting me over and over and over. And it's like, why are you doing that? And honestly, I noticed too when my self-esteem got a little higher, I got more confident in myself. I started loving who I was. I started healing the little girl inside of me. Baby, people used to be like, you rude. Now you're so rude. I miss the old you. I'm like, I'm not rude. You're just used to walking over me. You're used to me not ever saying anything, just being a yes girl, and that's not gonna work. That's not gonna work. And that's weird that we're having this conversation today and I'm in my room as a I'm in the room I grew up in. My childhood bedroom. I'm sitting in my grandmother's chair.
Look at
So
that.
yeah.
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 I think, yeah, this is definitely important for people to talk about, 'cause there's just misconceptions, of what boundaries and safe spaces are. So, I mean, just to kind of recap, I know a couple of the things that I'm taking away and that I want you to remember in your daily practice is that boundaries are for you. They're not to manipulate other people's behavior. Boundaries are not negotiable. Safe spaces can change. But the safe space that should not change is within you. And the only way that you're going to create a unsafe environment within yourself is by not honoring your desires, not honoring your core values, which that's a whole nother
That's a whole
episode.
nother episode, but
A lot of people don't even know what their core values are.
hey, they don't even have
So
values.
those are my takeaways. If you can remember anything from this podcast today, one of those things. What about you? What are you taking away?
Never, how can I word this? Like they say now, stand on business. Really. When it comes to your boundaries, do not fold just because, oh, that's my granny. No, stand on it because once you bend your own boundary or cross the line, you're gonna keep doing it because all you're doing is reverting back to the old you, something that you have came far from. So stand on business when it comes to your boundaries. Make sure that at the end of the day, you're doing what's best for you. And it's okay to be the villain in somebody else's story as long as you're safe. If you feel safe and you're okay with the decision you made, stand on that. Stay there.
Period.
That's all I want y'all to take from it. Because guess what? Me saying this is making me reiterate everything I just said earlier. When I said I just started boundaries, well, started creating more boundaries. That's making me stand on that. Stand on it. You can reach out to me or Kiki at any time
Yeah.
if y'all need to know, or if you feel like you're shaky with your boundaries, or if you don't know what boundaries are.
Yeah.
Reach out
Yes. And
now.
that's a I know in that, like in my coaching program too, that is one of the modules that we go through is boundaries and our relationships with ourselves and with others. So that is at the forefront of my coaching program because that's usually
The
what
beginning.
leads to it's like the spider web effect, like it connects to all the
It does. All the other
all the
triggers.
challenges that usually people are facing. It has to do with, boundaries not being set and not having that safe space. So, yeah, and we got excited because we're supposed to start these calls off with our wins, our lesson or trigger, and a something we did for self. So let's do that before we close out today. What was your win this week?
Honestly, my win was, child, I don't know. Actually, a win was sleeping past 8:30 on a Saturday. That's
That's
definitely a
delicious.
win for me, babe.
That's delicious.
Feet rubbed together and the baby slept until 10 o'clock.
That
That's the win.
is.
What did I do for myself? Not really. It was chill. I tried to, I gave myself grace. I had to give myself grace because I was hard on myself about being a new mom. And I'm like, yo, I can tell when I'm not in the right mental headspace because my house will reflect it, you know? But then I had to tell myself, girl, you're a mom, you're a wife, you work at home, you're part of an organization, y'all just started a chapter. Like, it's a lot. Give yourself grace. What else?
You be cracking me up too, because as much as you be talking about you antisocial, you so social.
Girl, I be so plant medicine based, high up there around people. Yeah.
Were you triggered this week?
Yes. Real bad.
What was your trigger?
I think my trigger was where I repeat myself. When somebody kept, the trigger was the person kept asking the question and they kept saying, well, I'm lost. I'm confused. I don't know. What do you mean? Like, that triggered something in me, like, because I remember I forgot it was a teacher who used to be like, she used to yell at us when we would say we were confused or lost about something. And then it triggered something in me to say, yo, I already told y'all, like, repeat myself. Now I'm repeating myself. I don't like that. Like, I had some choice words. I'm just going to say that. But I had to step back and remember, you set the boundary. Stop repeating yourself. They know what they know. They don't. They don't. We done. So what was your win?
My win would be creating content because, I am shifting my narrative around recording myself. So that was definitely a win. I haven't posted it, but I recorded it, and that's the first step.
You took a step, though. That's all
A
that
win is
matters,
a
because
win is a
before you
win.
wouldn't do it. Right.
Right. I definitely was triggered. I noticed so for because working like on in like a call center from home basically, being on the phone with people, I have developed such a knack for navigating difficult conversations and navigating conversations in just in general. Like I do very well to respond and not react. But I found myself being triggered, and this was on multiple occasions this past week where people dealing with customers that, how somebody asks you a question and then you start answering it, but then they start talking over you to like ask something else or to reiterate something. And it's like that triggered me. When I tell you it, like it heated, like it just heated me up inside because I'm like, I can deal really well with conflicting opinions. Like I can, people that are pissed, people that are mad, people that are blaming me. I can deal with all that. But one thing that like causes my like short fuse to just to light is when people just talk over me and you don't let me to talk, like let me talk because it brings me back to I'm not feeling heard. I'm not feeling seen. And I don't like it.
Right.
I felt like that for too long in my life. And feeling overlooked because I was overlooking myself. And this is bringing me back to that space. So it's like that was definitely triggering. And it made me like, I was like, why am I being triggered? Like these people, you know what I mean? Like it ain't got nothing to do with me.
Right.
These people are just, whatever. But that's what it brought me back to is not feeling heard, not feeling seen, and not feeling understood, which makes me feel like I don't have a safe space there,
Right. You should always be.
And do for self. I went on my, little spiritual mini retreat,
Yay.
my ayahuasca trip, which was all the things, and we're definitely going to talk about that at a later time. It
It was a space.
was what it was, and it's still being processed, but. That was still a win because when I tell you, when things are about to shift in your life, things happen that make it causes some resistance, because energy recognizes energy and I was about to cancel like two or three times, but I was like, you know what? No, we're not gonna stop progress because we know we need this. We
You
know we
need
need
it.
this retreat. We know we need we know it's gonna give us what we're looking for. So that was a win for me to actually, go through with it. But I am grateful. Oh yeah, that was my win and everything. So this was a really good episode. I'm really glad that we got to talk about this again.
You made
Feel
me
free to
blind by
reach out to
myself.
us through Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the platforms. If you feel that you need some clarification, reiteration, if you need some coaching, but I charge for that. 'Cause
Period.
energy ain't free.
It
Energy exchange, okay?
ain't free, baby.
Yeah, that was good. I look forward to next week with y'all.
Another
And
week, another day, another dollar.
yeah, and until then, stay triggered, y'all.
Stay triggered, baby.